"Trial is no ordeal for me," says Frank's mother. Atlanta Journal, July 30, 1913. She declares her confidence in son's innocence makes it easy for her. "My son never looked stronger than at this moment," said Mrs. Ray Frank of Brooklyn, Wednesday morning. "The trial isn't telling upon him because he isn't worrying. He is confident because of his innocence and because of his certainty of an acquittal. Neither his wife nor myself is anxious. Of course, we feel the heat, and it is tiring to sit here in the courtroom throughout the day. But like my son, we are not afraid. Why should we be? We know that he is innocent, and we know that, because of this fact, he will be acquitted. I, his mother, know that he is free from all guilt of the charge upon which he is being tried, and that this trial can have only one result, his acquittal. If any of us was afraid, my son, his wife, or myself, if we were doubtful of what the evidence will prove, this would be a terrible ordeal for each of us. Think how I would feel, to sit and know that all that was said and done either tended to save or doom my son, to know that his fate really hung in the balance. I don't see how I could bear that. But I don't believe there is any uncertainty. I am confident, and so is he, and so is his wife, confident in the knowledge that he is innocent and that he will be able to prove his innocence. What are you saying? Frank asked, turning from his lawyers who were bundling up a number of legal papers at the end of Tuesday afternoon's session of court. His mother leaned over, whispered in his ear, and kissed him. Throughout the trial, Frank's mother and his wife have sat, one on each side of him. His wife usually has her arm resting on the back of his chair and occasionally leans over to speak to him. "I have felt the heat," she said Tuesday afternoon. "No, of course I'm not doubtful. How could there be but one outcome of his trial? My husband is innocent. He will be acquitted."